Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost. I'm just talking about me now.
Me too.
But now I'm found. Once was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace. Hallelujah. It's good to be in this house again.
Praise God. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Feels right, homie.
Amen.
I like it here.
Amen.
Amen.
It's just a sweet, sweet spirit in this church.
Thank you, Lord.
Your wonderful pastor.
Bless you, Pastor.
Lois Perry, who's just a wonderful, wonderful person. I thank her for having me back here. Once again, it is good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I come to you this afternoon giving all honor and praise to Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine, recognizing all of the preachers in the house, starting with the pastor, Lois Perry, and my own staff, Reverend McMillan and Reverend Riley, my lovely wife, and the members of CLLC that did not think it robbery to come to this place. Some of us didn't get here fast as others. Some of us been on dirt roads this morning. The GPS was telling us different things. Thank Monica for coming in.
Thank
you. She's been here all morning.
That's right.
But it's an honor, it's a privilege, and it's an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for your servant listens. Speak, Lord, for until you come, there's nothing to say.
Yes.
Speak, Lord, for we need a word from you.
Yes.
Take this vessel, Lord, and hide me way, way, way behind your cross, Lord God, that when I open my mouth, when I speak, Lord God, we will hear from you and not from me, Lord.
Yes.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Yes. Take me, Lord, and use me any way that you see fit. Do with me what you wish, Lord God, but speak a word, Lord.
Yes.
We need to hear from you.
Yes.
Oh God, we come to you, counting on you. We count on you because you've never failed us in the past, and we know that you will not fail us. Now, Lord God, take complete control. Have your way from the pulpit to the pew, Lord. Speak, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Your servant listens. Your children listen. Have your way, Lord, in this place and in this vessel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. If you would, turn with me in your Bibles to the Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter. At some point in the program this morning, I think everything I have to say has been said, and it's a lot of people right where God has us this morning. Calling your attention to John 15, it's verses 1 through 10, but I'm going to just highlight a few of them. I'm going to start with verse 7. So John 15, 7 is where we begin my reading. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. I'm going to read that again. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you.
Yes.
Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Amen.
Amen.
I understand your theme, I guess, for the conference year is back to basics, a time of release. And I just put that thought in my mind as I pondered through. I kept that thought in my mind, back to basics, a time of release. Not really understanding, and I didn't call Reverend Purr back to get a better understanding, because I knew that God could give me a better understanding than either one of us could come up with. But today, I would like to, first of all, pose a question to you, and then suggest a strategy or a topic. The question that I raise today is, do you need to review your spiritual game plan?
Wow.
Do you need to review your spiritual game plan? And the strategy I would like to suggest is simply abide in him. Time of season that all the sports come together. Mm-hmm. You got the women's basketball, NBA, they're playing now. The football season has started. Mm-hmm. Baseball playoffs are going on now. When you watch any sporting event, at times during those sporting events, you'll see somebody call a timeout many times. When things get deep and confusing, you're not sure what's going on, you may call a timeout. And during those timeouts, what normally happens, your coach would come in and he will review your strategy. He'll tell you, do you remember what we said we were going to keep doing?
Yes.
Some of you might remember when you started out on this journey that it starts like this many times, that when somebody is touched by the Spirit and they think they're on fire, they jump up and and they say, I'm going to run for God, and can't nothing stop me, and can't nothing turn me around, I'm determined. And you look at that same person 2 months later. I'm being liberal. And they start to slow down. Sometimes people just flat out stop. But all of us get to a point that we need to sometimes just call a timeout. And review your strategy. Abide in him. What's your game plan? Let me give you some definitions. A game plan is a strategy that you work out in advance.
Yes.
We'll say what Jesus said. That's a good strategy. What Jesus said and what John recorded.
All right.
John 15:4 says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine.
Amen.
Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Don't get it twisted.
All right now.
He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing.
Come on now.
A strategy is a framework for making decisions. So a good framework might be that whatever I do, wherever I go, I'm going to glorify God.
All right.
Amen.
So my strategy is to glorify God in all I do. When you see me in the street,
yes,
whatever I'm saying, it should be glorifying God. If you see me out in my yard working, I ought to be glorifying God. Wherever you see me, I ought to be glorifying God, because that's my strategy.
Yes.
Yes.
And then you need to have an objective.
All
right. An objective is a path for achieving our mission.
Okay.
I'm going to call it the path of power. John 15:7 said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done. That's power.
Yes.
That make me feel all right when I just think about whatever I need, whatever I want, I just need to clear it. Make sure that me and the coach on the same page, make sure that I'm in his word and I'm abiding in him and he in me, then I can ask.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Jesus.
The path of power. That's my objective, to stay on that path of power.
Yes.
And then the last term is mission. Mission, we as churches usually associate that with the vocation of or calling of a religious organization. Our mission is to win.
All right.
In the case of Christians, we should be winning souls.
Amen.
Not by what we're saying, but by how we're living.
Yes.
We ought to be attracting people to Christ because of the way you walk and the way you talk. And when people see you, they say, I don't know what it is, but I just kind of like what's going on. I kind of like the way he carries himself. I kind of like the way she carries herself. It's just something about them that they got something on the inside. They got something that I don't know what it is, but I want some of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You ever seen somebody when just something about, whether it's a sports event or whether it's singing or whether it's praying, you look at somebody and you say, boy, I wish that I could just do what they're doing.
Yes.
Because it's
something
that they got with them.
Yeah.
Our mission is to win some souls to Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to give you 4 steps. And I'm not going to promise you how long I'm going to take to give them to you. But I'm going to give you 4 steps. steps that we need to take in order to win. Steps of a winning strategy. The first step is to practice teamwork.
All right. Amen.
Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Who are we outside of Christ? Without him, you can do nothing. Who am I inside of Christ? He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. You see, that's easy. That says God will do it for you. All you need to do is abide in him and he in you, and you will bear fruit.
That's right.
It didn't say you have to do anything but abide. Just stay right there. Paul, when he spoke to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 5:17, he said, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
That's right.
The old has gone, the new has come. There's two Greek words which can be translated new. The first, neos, refers to something that has just been made, but there are already many others in existence just like it. You might go out and get you a new car, but there's a whole lot of others look just like it. But the word in this particular verse that's translated new is kainos, which means something just made, which is unlike anything else in existence. In Christ, we are made an entirely new creation. In other words, a brand new, unique you.
Yes.
Ain't that good?
Yes.
See, God don't make no mess. And God, he said, I don't have to repeat because I'm God. I'm a God all by myself. I don't need to repeat. When I make you brand new, I make you according to my will.
Yes.
Don't get jealous if somebody else is doing something. God cuts out a space for each one of us. God has a mission for each and every one of us. Unique. A brand new you. Hallelujah. We need to learn to practice teamwork. Don't try to figure out how you can do a better job than what I'm doing. Try to figure out how you can work with me that we can do greater things.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Teamwork. The second step we need to take, we need to learn to avoid Satan's trick plays. He got some now. These Christians have gotten all twisted up in this world game. And spiritual battle is what we're in. And although we know that we're in the end, we're going to win, but the spiritual battle requires a spiritual game plan.
All right.
Hallelujah. Ephesians, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power.
Yes.
Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all of the strategies of the devil.
Yes.
For we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against evil and the evil rulers and authorities of this world. Put on the whole armor. You see, one of Satan's tricks is to get us lost in the chaos of world noise.
That's right.
Y'all know what world noise is. so much going on in the world.
Yes.
Gun control. Afraid to go see the new movie Joker. Because they're warning you how they got the police protection now, because what might happen because of this movie? Because of gun control. Too many people with too many weapons running around. And
yes.
World noise. Mm-hmm. Corruption in the government.
Yes.
World noise.
Yes.
Climate control. How long will the world last? Climate control. But do you know what's more important than climate control? The truth of the gospel.
Yes.
Amen. And do you know what's more important than gun control? Self-control.
Amen.
And do you know what's more important than corruption? Love. Galatians says it like this: for the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives.
Yes.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
Joy.
Yes.
Peace.
Yes.
Patience.
Yes.
Kindness.
Kindness.
Goodness.
Goodness.
Faithfulness.
Faithfulness.
Gentleness.
Gentleness.
And self-control. You preaching now. There's no law against these things.
That's right.
So it really doesn't matter what the world throws at you. See, there's nothing wrong with going green.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with being concerned about government corruption and gun control. But a Christian must remember that God is in control.
Yes. Yes. God is.
You see, when you get all wound up like I do sometimes, I sit and see too much CNN. And I might get tight and worried about a minute. Where do we go from here? But all you have to do is sit for a minute and say that the God that I serve, God knows everything that's going on in Washington, as messed up as it seems. God knows everything that's going on. And all we have to do is rest in Him. He's got it all in control.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, God.
Sit there for a minute. Let that marinate, because it's hard sometimes with all of the junk, all of the world noise. It's hard sometimes to find peace. But if you just let go, release, and let God.
Yes.
Come on, man.
And another one, Satan trick plays. It's this information age we live in. We get all of our information by tweet, text, pics, or post. Is that right? Did I get all of them?
You in there.
See, nobody wants to be taught anything anymore.
That's right.
Because everybody knows everything. But I don't know, I just Google it. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes,
so.
That's right.
Y'all better stay with me now. See, when Paul was teaching the Corinthians, I'm going to digress here a minute. But he said to them, he was teaching them about meat that's offered to idols. But he made a statement. He said, yeah, we know that all have knowledge. Mm-hmm. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 8, 1 through 3. Yes, we know that we all have knowledge about this issue. Mm-hmm. But while knowledge makes us feel important, it is love that strengthens the church. Mm-hmm. Anyone who claims to know all the answers doesn't really know very much at all. But the person who loves God is the one who God recognizes. Mm-hmm. spend some time with the coach.
Amen. Amen.
Pull away from your devices. Mm-hmm. Just for a few minutes. Just pull away from all and turn the TV off and go in a room where there's nothing there but you and the Lord.
Yes.
Make sure you understand the game plan. Mm-hmm. Spend some one-on-one time with Coach Jesus.
Right.
Number three, third step. Carry yourself like a winner.
Yes.
Carry yourself like a winner. Periodically just look at your game plan and review it. Mm-hmm. I can remember my mother and my high school baseball coach, both of them would tell me the same thing.
Okay.
Don't go out there making me look bad.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes.
You walk like a winner. You might not have as many change of clothes as other people, but you put on what you got and you walk with it proud, and you go out there with your head up and you look like a winner.
Yes.
Amen.
That's what we are with Christians. Too many Christians walking around with their head hung down like we're defeated. We have already won the battle. The battle has been fought and the victory has been won. Hold your head up.
Thank you, Lord.
Live like a winner. The opposition may appear stronger and unbeatable, but you must understand that the opposition is a defeated foe.
Yes.
We've already won.
Yes, sir.
The battle.
Mm-hmm.
You ever watch these sports teams that are real winners? Mm-hmm. The New York Yankees. I say that because I'm looking at my nephew there, who is a Yankee fan. I can't stand him. They win.
Yes.
And when you watch them, when they come out on the field, it's something about them. And every time I say that, when I say I can't stand them, it's the way they walk. And
yes.
The way they it's like that. I know I'm bad.
Yes, sir.
That's the way Christians are supposed to be.
Yes.
Just walk in this world like, I don't care what the world brings. I got something for because I serve a God. I got a special weapon.
Yes.
God I serve.
Thank you, God.
Already won the battle.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because we know that God is good and God is sovereign. And he's going to have us here on this planet Earth as long as he wishes.
Yes.
God's in control of it. I don't care how much, how bad it looks. God is in control of it all. And finally, the fourth step. Know when it's your time to step up.
All right.
Be ready. Be willing. This theme, back to basics, time of release. Abide in him. Be ready when your time comes. According to Psalms 102:13, there's a set time for the favor of God to manifest in your life. Now, some of y'all talking about struggles, what you're going through, and giving up cigarettes, and what you need to overcome. There's a set time for you. You can't hurry God. You just wait on him and you trust in him.
Yes.
And and it depends a lot on you when you're really ready to let go. Now, I don't need God to help me quit smoking. I need God to quit smoking for me. And the only way God can do that is that you say, God, I surrender. I tried everything that I know how to try. I know what you're going through too. I used to do it. I used to have the cigarettes, and I used to throw them away by the pack, but I wouldn't really, really crush them. Because I know later on that afternoon I'm going to be going back trying to get one that won't broke so much. But there comes a time when you let go and you let God, and He'll fight your battle for you.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Set time for the favor of God. There's two Greek words for time. Time is generally defined in the Greek as chronos and kairos. Chronos represents a chronological time. That's the one that's calculated in seconds and minutes. And that's the one when you say, I've been praying, and I've been waiting, and I've been waiting, and I've been praying, and I don't know where God is. It's been a long time. Sometimes I feel like God has forgotten all about me. I think God just left me. That's time. That's chronos. It's been so long.
Yes.
How long, Lord? How long, Lord, do I have to wait? How long, Lord, do I have to put up with this and that? How long?
Yes. Yes.
Chronos. But the other time is kairos.
Yes.
Kairos denotes the time when God intervenes.
Uh-huh.
And when He comes into your life and He said, that thing that you've been waiting for, that thing that you've been praying about, it's now. Kairos. God's time. Chronos and kairos, you need to know when it's your time.
All right.
Let me give you a couple of examples. I'm going to be done. When Saul was walking along the Damascus trail, and a light from heaven shone all around him, that was kairos. It says now. It's time. You've been struggling and you've been fighting against God, but now it's God's time. And God says, now it's my time.
Yes, sir.
Kairos.
Yes, sir.
Chronos. When you decide it's time to let go.
Let
go. Time to start living so God can use you. Chronos. What am I going to do with my time? If I stop smoking, what am I going to do those times that I used to take a cigarette break? What am I going to do with my time? I can suggest one thing. You can praise the Lord. And,
yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
And I can tell you, you can stand on His promise. Let me give you a promise. Anybody that want to break a bad habit?
Jesus.
If you, every time you push, every time you feel an urge to say, I need this or I need that, you say, God, help me.
Help me.
I promise you that He will.
He will. Yes, He will.
I promise you that He will. I'm not going to tell you that He's going to hold you for the whole day. He didn't hold me like that.
All right.
But I tell you what, every time I prayed,
yes,
when I was on the road, to stop. And every time I say, Lord, help me.
Help me, Lord.
He would.
Yes.
That urge that I had. You know the one I'm talking about. Any of you smokers, you know that urge I'm talking about.
Yes.
You can put any addiction in there. They all fit. Yes. Because addiction takes control of your mind. And
yes.
When you give that mind right back to the one who regulates your mind, and
yes,
you give it back to him, he said, I'll work on it. Just stick with me. Let me chip away at it, and I'll fix you.
Yes.
Chronos seems like it takes so long. Kairos. When God empowers you.
Mm-hmm.
But see, when you take your chronos and put it together with kairos, when you let go,
mm-hmm,
when God comes in,
oh, yes,
and you let go, you surrender all,
mm-hmm,
good gracious of life. Let me just show you what I'm talking about here. Matthew 17, it says, 6 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and read 16 and see what the 6 days were after.
Mm-hmm.
But it says 6 days,
mm-hmm,
after.
Mm-hmm.
That's chronos. But Jesus took Peter and two brothers, James,
yes,
and John. He led them up a high mountain to be alone.
Uh-huh.
And as the men watched, Jesus' appearance was transformed.
Yes.
So that his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. Kairos. When God comes in, when you've been praying all night long, when you've been trying all day and go into the weeks and into the months, and you just keep right on trying. Chronos. But when God comes in,
uh-huh,
it might be late in a midnight hour when you're praying and crying. I've cried on my pillow, but when you're crying,
uh-huh,
and when God comes in, and when God touches you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
When God touches you, and a peace comes over you, a peace that goes beyond any understanding. When you've got pain in your body, but just for a moment, your pain is gone, and you feel like everything is going to be all right.
Yeah.
Kairos. But when kairos and chronos, when they meet together, when God empowers you, and when you say, God, I'm going to let go.
Yes, sir.
You say, God, I'm tired of beating my head against the wall. I'm tired of doing the same thing. Lord, I'm tired of all my aches and all my pains that are holding me down. Lord, I need to let you in and let you take complete control. Kairos. Have your will. Have your will. Going through my ups. And fast as I get up, something or somebody brings me down. But that's because of me, don't I? If I would just hold on to God's unchanging hand through it all, when I'm going through my struggles, if I would just hold on and know that God's in charge. If I would just remember my game plan.
Yes.
You abide in him, and he in you.
Hallelujah.
It's a winning strategy. It's a winning strategy just to hold on to God's unchanging hand, no matter what it looks like.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes it can look bad. He said, it just seems like, Lord, no matter how hard I try, the more effort I put in, it looks like every time I take two steps forward, somebody knocks me three steps back. But that's because I'm not walking like I'm a victor.
Jesus.
I'm not walking like I've already won the battle. Time to get back to the basics.
Yes, sir, God.
It's time to know when God is ready for you.
Yes.
Coach, put me in.
Yes, sir.
Coach, I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
Put me in. It's time for us to take charge. It's time for us to walk like Christian soldiers. It's time to stop holding your head down.
All right.
Leaving church and letting the world beat you down.
Right.
It's time to walk like a Christian. Walk like you've already won the battle. Time to release. Let go. Let God. Let him have his way. I know somebody's tired. It gets rough out here sometimes. The world will knock you to your knees. But God knew that too. Because he said, that's a perfect place for you to pray. Let go. Time to get back to the basics. Do you need to review your spiritual game plan? Do you? Anybody need to review their game plan? Did you start out long time ago? But now since then you've stopped running. It's time to release. When you walk out of here today, walk in power. Tell him that crazy preacher down the chalk level. He told me to walk like I'd already won. When that loved one says the wrong thing to you and get on your last nerve, you say to him, but I've already won.
Yes.
I can put up with it. Because I serve a God who knows it all. Abide in him. And he in you. And you will produce fruit. You'll be a soldier for the Lord. Let us pray. Christians and eternal God, he who knows all and sees all. Oh God, we pray right now for a breakthrough.
Yes, sir.
We pray right now, Lord, because there are saints here, Lord God, praying for one thing and some praying for another, Lord, but you know what it is. Touch them right there, right now, Lord, right where they're weak, Lord God, and hold to them tight, Lord, until they let go. And when they let go, enter in, Lord, and fix it just like you said you could. No matter what it might be, we pray that you come in today, Lord. Take charge, Lord. take us by the hands of our mind and remove anything, Lord, that blocks us from worshiping you. Remove it, Lord. And then take control. Then guide and lead us in the way that you would have us go. So that we can abide in you. That we may be asked what we will.
Yes.
And it shall be done.
Yes, yes.
Abide in you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.